Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on W. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you back this afternoon on CDO, doubleheader football. And Tim, what a beautiful day as we come to you live from Delaware Academy as the Delhi Bulldogs take on the visiting BG Bobcats today.
Yeah, we're in for a good one, I do believe, Nate. And right here on Dave Kelly Field, I think we're going to have a great game, and we'll see two old Sus East rivals go at it.
Yeah, one of the best venues that we go to watch high school football. It's always a ton of fun and a beautiful day to look out over the hill here. And two teams fired up and ready to go for this one. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. We're going to take a quick break, pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And again, our Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Again, for all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. And quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Now, Tim, I think one of the most interesting points coming into this game is that Delhi, their home opener, they're 0-2, they're hungry for a win, but on the other side, BG 1-0, but they had an off week last week. They were supposed to play Seton Catholic. Of course, Seton folded their team right before the season started, so they had a bye week, which is very, very strange. So these guys are working out about 14 days of just straight practice, no games. Going to be interesting to see how they come out today.
Yeah, it will be, and I'll tell you what, though, it also gives Bainbridge a little bit of an advantage, I think, because it's a two-week advantage of preparing for the Bulldogs. So, you know, I think that's not a bad thing for Israel Lorimer and his staff to have that extra week in there to prepare for the Bulldogs and see what they can do here at Dave Kelly Field today.
Another interesting point for this BG team is that at quarterback this year, senior Trevor Hallequist, who has not played football since really his elementary school days, was a soccer standout for BG the last couple of years, but has decided to come back to the sport. Really loved football, but had some concussion issues. That's why he stepped away. But he's their starting QB. Very excited to see how he plays today.
Yeah, Trevor's a really good athlete, so, you know, he could pick up any sport pretty quickly. And even after the little layoff from the gridiron, you know, he's still going to be a good signal caller for the Bobcats, that's for sure.
And if you're Delhi, of course, you have a lot of weapons on the field, including Nate Kraft, Christian Aloisio, Eric Gullo, many names that we've seen over the last couple of years. And they're off to an 0-2 start, but they've had a very tough schedule. Two road games at Harpersville, Afton, who is a very good team, and then at Tioga. And if you follow high school football locally, you know that Tioga is always going to be strong.
Yeah, definitely. They're a perennial in the IAC, and, you know, and then obviously Harpersville Afton's a great program in our league, too. So, you know, being 0-2 after playing those two games is not a bad thing for the Bulldogs. I will tell you one thing about these kids here in Delhi. They will not quit. Every game that we've done in the last few years, there is just no die in these guys. Absolutely fantastic.
So Bainbridge-Guilford in their road uniforms today, the white tops with the navy blue pants, also the navy blue helmet. They do have a new BG logo on the side, which I like, as we were checking those out during the pregame chat with the coaches down on the field. Delhi in the traditional maroon uniforms, the maroon pants, the white helmet with the maroon stripe going up the center there. So always like the DA uniforms, very crisp, very clean, and just look nice on a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Delhi.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, you know, earlier in the broadcast that, you know, this is the day version of Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
You know, we don't do too many of them, but this is our first one this year, so we should have a really good view of a really good football game, I believe.
Live again here from Dave Kelly Field, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on WCDL this afternoon, our first Saturday game of the year here in Week 3, and we'll make sure that throughout today's broadcast we recap the Friday night scores as well for you, as there was a ton of games last night that went on locally. This is really the only Saturday game that we're paying attention to right now because everybody else pretty much played on Friday night. In fact, Unitigo, who played last night, plays BG in the coming weeks. They're here today getting a look at the BG Bobcats, I'm sure, as I know BG was watching them last night. So it's kind of that cat-and-mouse game of scouting each other, always fun.
Yeah, scouting's really changed, though. I'm looking down in the end zone, and there's Coach Microni sitting in a lawn chair and watching this guy run his big pole camera, you know. I mean, that's definitely a different way to scout teams now.
Yeah, it used to be just take some notes and, you know, maybe somebody'd have the handheld camera. But these cameras they have today, I mean, they go 10, 20, 30 feet up in the air. They can break down the film really easily, so it's a lot of fun to watch. So BG has won the coin toss, and they will elect to receive. And so BG will go left to right to start things off, and the Delhi Bulldogs will kick to them. So standing back to receive here is Ben Bavar, standing at the 25 here for the BG Bobcats. So let's see. The opening kickoff by Delhi is going to bounce down, and it'll be received here by Bainbridge-Guilford. They'll pick it up at their own 10. This is Nick Petrotoni. He's going to cut from right to left. He's at the 15 to the 20. Petrotoni, a nice little return, 30 up to the 40. Petrotoni's got some wheels to the 50, to the 40, to the 30. Petrotoni is going to take this to the house for a Bainbridge-Guilford touchdown.
Wow, what a nice run. He fielded the ball over inside the 10-yard line, probably very close to the 5-yard line on the right side of the field, took it all the way over to his sideline, ran past his coaches and outran the Bulldogs for the touchdown.
I would say that's about a 90-yard return. He went from the right all the way, cut it all the way back to the left, found a hole, and took it to the house. What a play to start this game.
Yeah, real good start for the Bobcats.
So Nick Petrotoni, the junior wearing number 24, puts BG on the board for a quick 6-0 lead, and wow, absolutely unbelievable. So Trevor Hallequist is going to come in now to kick the extra point and attempt this here. So let's see how they do. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is up through the uprights and is good. Bainbridge-Guilford has jumped out to a 7-0 lead on the first play of the game. A 90-yard kickoff return from Nick Petrotoni, and Hallequist puts in the extra point. We'll take a quick break. BG 7, Delhi nothing here on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back as BG, after the touchdown, will kick off to Delhi. Back to receive here for the Bulldogs is Eric Gullo. He will field it in his own end zone, brings it out to the 20, and he's brought down there by the BG Bobcats, as that was Alan Turzo on the tackle. So again, a 90-yard opening kickoff return by Nick Petrotoni, and the extra point was good, so BG leads 7-0.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable way to start the game, and then I get to watch Trevor Hawkins' quick kick from his 40, and he kicks it all the way down to the goal line, almost inside the end zone, and good run back by Gullo to get 20 yards on the return.
I mean, we haven't seen Hallquist in the game at quarterback yet, but just what a change. You know, you go from playing soccer the last few years, and just shows how athletic he is to be able to jump back into the sport, start, and then play the quarterback position. So
why wouldn't you have a soccer player be your kicker?
Sure, yeah, perfect, right? So here is Delhi going right to left. They will start on their own 20-yard line. They'll hand off to Gullo, and he's got a hole to the 30, to the 40. Gullo down the right wing side, 50, 40, into BG territory, and he's tackled at the 40-yard line. Great play there by the Delhi Bulldogs, and they're looking to mount a quick comeback here.
Yeah, really quick. Real quick off-tackle hit play, and took it right up the nose and cut it out to the outside. Real big gain on first down, and a first and goal, or yeah, excuse me, first down for the Bulldogs at the Bobcat 40.
So BG leads 7-0. We're only 30 seconds into this contest, and Delhi is marching. Quarterback is Mike Griswold here. He's wearing number 9 today. And big Nate Kraft in the backfield as well. They'll hand off to Gullo, and this time he tries to run to the outside, and he's brought down there by the Bobcats. And he didn't get much there as Evan Heiser came in and ripped him down by the ankles.
Yeah, Evan Heiser did a nice job on that play. Tackled them for a loss of 1, so it'll bring up second down and 11.
So the clock continues to move here as we're just a minute into this game. In case you're just joining us, just turned on the radio, noticed it was 1:30. BG takes the opening kickoff, 90 yards. Nick Petrotoni took it to the end zone, and it's a 7-0 lead for BG, but Delhi quickly moving back towards BG territory as they go right to left. They're at the BG 40. And so the Bulldogs on 2nd and 11 will look to hand off to the outside to Nate Kraft, and he's going to bull his way forward for about maybe 5 or 6 yards here, but a fumble on the play, and BG is going to come out of the bottom of the pile. Ben Bavar scoops up the fumble, and the Bobcats will get it back.
Yeah, that was a nice play, because too bad he dropped the ball, because he had very close to first down yardage on it, but there was the Bobcats to recover the fumble, so they'll take over 1st and 10 at about their own 32.
You know, Tim, that looked like one of those plays where you're just reaching, trying to get that extra yard, and maybe when you extend, it just pops free, and BG was right there to scoop it up. So here is Hallquist taking over at the BG 30-yard line as they go left to right. A little pitch to Petrotoni outside 35 and moving the pile up to the 40. He's going to get about 9 yards here on 1st and 10 for BG.
Little sweep to the left, lead sweep to the left, and Hallquist reverse pivot, pitch to him, and 9 yards for the Bobcats. Good running from the first play of scrimmage.
10:20 to go in this first quarter. Live from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. Bainbridge Guilford leading Delhi 7-0. And it'll be a 2nd and 1 for BG going left to right. They're at about the 42-yard line, so near midfield. So Hallquist again in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to each side. Man in motion from right to left. They'll hand off to Bavar. He gets the first down and more. 45-50. He's at midfield. Goes left wing side. 45-40. Going off tacklers, Bavar to the 30. Bavar with a full head of steam down to the 20, to the 15 before he's knocked out of bounds. And BG is moving the ball well.
Yes, they are. They're doing it with everybody. I mean, it's obviously big holes, and the offensive line is doing a really nice job of making those holes, and those kids running the ball really don't have any contact until they're into the second level. So nice job by the offensive line of BG, and also their backs are doing a fantastic job as well.
BG comes in with a record of 1-0. Of course, they did not play last week, had an open week, but Bavar in that opening week win against Whitney Point had two touchdowns, so we know he can run the ball well. 9:45 to go, first quarter. BG leads 7-0. Hallequist on a first and 10, looks to throw. He's at the Delhi 20, goes out to the right side, and he's brought down. Really just had no open receivers, and he did try to toss it at the last minute, but it was incomplete.
Yeah, and I think the referee's going to call him not in the grass, but down by contact, so he is going to lose yardage on this play. He didn't keep. Looked like he got it out of his hand, but nope, they are going to give him the loss of yardage on the play, so it's a sack for the Bulldogs on that first down play.
So it looks like it's going to be about second and 11 here. Ball is going to be on the Delhi 21. BG trying to roll into the red zone here. Clock is moving. About 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. BG with a 7-0 lead after a fumble recovery. They're looking to add to it here.
Yeah, and I just noticed that they're running the plays in from the sideline. So that's, you know, and they're all the way over here on the right hash over by the Delhi bench. So that was a long run for that kid to bring that play in. So we'll see what happens here on second down.
They did bring it up, so it's a second and 16. Hallequist is flushed out of the pocket and brought down as the Bulldogs collapsed in on him quickly. Maybe a gain of one or two. So it's going to bring up third and long, about a third and 14 here.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job on the defensive side as far as the covering the receivers, and Trevor has nowhere to go with the ball, so he has to either tuck it and try to get the yardage necessary. I think he picked up maybe one or two on that play, but we'll see what happens here on third down.
Well, you know, head coach Mike Tracy, a defensive specialist, and you know he probably has something dialed up here for this BG offense. With 8:10 to go in the first quarter, it's BG 7, Delhi nothing. Third and 14 coming for the Bobcats. They are down at the Delhi, oh, just about the 22-yard line. Hallequist is going to go to the air, lofts one up on the right side. It's a jump ball, and it's incomplete as he was looking for Cody Ferreira down in the right side corner of the end zone. But good coverage there by the Bulldogs, double coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. He was covered underneath and over the top, so Trevor made a nice job, made a good throw because he put it only where Cody could catch it if he could. I don't know if he'd have been in bounds, but it would have been close to see.
So fourth and 14, what will the Bobcats do? They have a 7-0 lead early in the first quarter, just under 8 minutes to go. And let's see. I mean, Hallequist looks like he's setting up for a kick here.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this the ball will be spotted about the 25. So this would be about a 35-yard field goal. The kick is up. It's got enough leg. Is it through? Yes. Trevor Hallequist using those soccer skills and puts BG up 10-0. So the fumble recovery does get them some points. We'll talk about that kick a little more when we come back. 7:53 to go, first quarter. It's BG 10 and Delhi nothing. We'll be right back on CDO.
This coming winter season, let Mirabito keep life affordable. Mirabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover an option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Hallequist will kick off and Delhi will receive. BG leading Delhi 10-0. Eric Gullo will feel it for Delhi at about his own 5-yard line, brings it out from the left side to the right side, gets out to about the 15-yard line, so a 10-yard return. 7:45 to go, first quarter, 10-0 lead for BG over Delhi. And let's talk a little bit about that Trevor Hallequist field goal before the break.
Well, I was just going to say, the first kickoff was into the end zone, and this one is inside the, you know, inside the five, so I guess the kick can kick, so obviously that's why they lined up from a 32, 33-yard field goal in Class D football, and I'm going to say that was probably good for another 6 or 8 yards.
Yeah, and we know head coach Israel Lormer not afraid to kick if he has a kicker. He did it a bunch last year as well.
That's
so.
A huge weapon. I mean, because you know, you don't have to go for it all the time when you're inside the red zone, or outside the red zone. Excuse me.
First and 10 for Delhi. They will start on about their own 15-yard line, going right to left. Hand off to Gullo and a little sweep to the outside on that right side. Gain of about 4 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, nice little play off the right side, and good job by the offensive end to seal that corner and gave him the extra 4 yards, or the 4 yard gain.
So the clock continues to move here in the first quarter. Bainbridge Guilford, a 10-0 lead on the road at Dave Kelly Field over Delhi. Second and 6 coming here for the Bulldogs, who have started the season 0-2. BG comes in 1-0. But again, as we talked about before, Delhi with two tough road games to start the season at Harpersville Afton and at Tioga. So we'll see how they do in their home opener today. Gullo and Kraft are in the backfield. Aloisio is in motion from right to left. They'll hand off again to Gullo, but BG crashing in, bringing him down. Maybe a gain of 1. Going to be a 3rd and 5 coming up.
Yeah, he did get a gain, and I'll tell you what, he worked hard for that because he carried 2 tacklers from the Bobcats with him, and it's going to bring up a 3rd down and probably a long, long 4.
So Delhi again has moved the ball to about the 24-yard line. And those long kicks, as we talked about, Tim, really pinning Delhi back on these drives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that last kickoff, he didn't make it to the 20. He was at the spot of the ball about just shy of the 20.
And so this will be a 3rd and 3 officially up on the board. We'll see if maybe they go with Kraft, the big fella at 6'4", easily 250 pounds. They will. He's going to find a hole, bull his way forward, jumps out across the 30, good for a 1st down, and the Bulldogs will move the chains on that left-wing side.
Yeah, that is a big kid right there running the football for the Delhi Bulldogs, and they also have a big kid on the line. Kind of talked about that earlier, too, and number 70. He's been doing a nice job over on his left or right tackle spot, clearing a lot of holes over there. So
Christian Hardy wearing number 70, 6'5", 350 pounds. Mm-hmm. Nate Kraft, who just ran the ball, 6'4", and they have him at about 275.
Yeah, that's some big boys right there.
And Nate is a very good basketball player as well, was the MAC MVP a year ago, led the Bulldogs to the MAC championship, so very good athlete on the football field and on the basketball court. They'll hand off to Gullo on 1st and 10, chugs his way out to about the 35 on the right wing, as again Delhi goes right to left, gain of about 2 on the play.
Play right off the right tackle, number 70, and he just did his job, sealed his guy inside, and the running back took it right off his hip and got a nice gain on 1st down.
Well, so he did pick up a little more than I thought, going to be a 2nd and 5 with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. It's BG 10, Delhi nothing. As Delhi comes out of the huddle and gets set. And they did move the ball well, nicely on that first drive, but a fumble was very costly. So a 2nd and 5, and Griswold is going to throw to Aloisio, his first reception. Little 360 spin, and he's going to be about a yard short on the right wing of that 1st down, but you want to get him involved as much as you can.
Yeah, you definitely do. I'm just absolutely amazed at this kid, and his capability of after the catch, what he can do with the ball is amazing.
It's only about 5'9". They have him listed at 170, but you get him into space, he's one of the fastest guys around, a real deep threat as well. And so this will be a 3rd and 1 for Delhi. 4:40 to go, first quarter, BG leading 10-0. Ball is spotted at about the Delhi 41-yard line as they go right to left. Aloisio is split out wide on the left wing. And quarterback Mike Griswold under center. Gullo and Nate Kraft in the backfield. Here's the snap. They'll hand off to Kraft. He's going to try to push his way forward. I think BG got a hold of him, though, and pushed him back. A good push there by Adam Ives, and we'll see what the chain gang says.
Yeah, this one's going to be really close. Nope, they're giving it to him. They're not even going to measure. Wow. I thought for sure, based on where that referee spotted the ball, that was going to get at least a measurement, but no.
Me too. And so a 1st down, as it looked like the Bobcats had maybe stopped him, but must be that initial forward progress by Kraft got it done. And so we come up on 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. 10-0 lead for the Bobcats on the road here today at Delaware Academy. A beautiful fall day, week 3 of high school football. Of course, we had Sydney and Green last night. That turned out to be a fantastic game.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about that during our halftime break. Now a direct Wildcat snap here to Nate Kraft, and he's going to go to the right side, picks up about 5, pushes his way out to the 45-yard line.
Something I just want to just tell people, because you can't see it, obviously, because you're on the radio, listening to us on the radio, but number 70 was at least 15 yards down the field with his blocker. I mean, this kid is moving people, and I'll tell you what, I would run right off of his all day long if that's what I could, if he could do that.
Again, Christian Hardy, 350 pounds, about 6'5". He can move some people on that line for sure. 3:15 to go, first quarter. 10-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford over Delhi. Again, looking for that direct snap right to Nate Kraft. This time he goes left wing, but BG is right there to bring him down again. Evan Heiser in on the tackle, just attached himself to Kraft's leg and would not let go.
Yeah, he held right on and waited for some help from the other Bobcats, and he got it, and then stopped Kraft after a short gain of one. Brings up third down and six.
So 2:50 to go, first quarter. Another big third down coming up for the Bulldogs as they near midfield going right to left. Ball at about the 46-yard line. And can the BG defense come up with another stop? They got a fumble recovery on the first Delhi drive of the day. So Griswold getting set at the line. Looks like he will have Kraft on his right hip as he is in the shotgun now. Griswold with the snap. Drops back. Looks like he wants to throw. Trying to find Aloisio. Great catch. Looks like he might be about a half yard short. But again, I don't know how he even pulled that in. He had Cody Ferreira draped all over him, and he still hauled it in.
He definitely did. He was Ferreira was in really good position on the play, but Kraft just stuck his hands out, and the ball stuck in his hands, and he pulled it in, made a nice catch. Going to bring up fourth, and like Nate said, less than a yard.
So second catch of the day there for Aloisio on that reception. Fourth and one, though, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi with 2 minutes to go. In the first quarter, it is BG 10, Delhi nothing. Fourth down coming up for the Bulldogs when we come back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Out of the timeout, this will be a fourth and one here for Delhi. They are at midfield. They are just over the line into BG territory. Going to be interesting to see what they come up with here, Tim.
Yeah, I've got to believe, I mean, I'm going after number 70. I'm going to give it to Kraft and let him go run right up number 70's back and see if they can fall forward for a yard.
So fourth and short here. Technically a fourth and one. Again, ball at midfield, and the Bobcats defense trying to hold strong while the Bulldogs trying to push their way through with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kraft is under center now at the quarterback position, and they will just direct snap to him. He's going to push the pile forward and get the first down. But again, I think the ball is out, and BG has got it. They're going to pick it up at the 45, and the officials, well, now they might have a little conference here. This other official is saying that Kraft was down.
This official came in on the from the Delhi side. The linesman said Kraft's knee was down before he lost the ball, so the officials are going to have a little talk here and straighten this out. They're giving it to
They're going to hat is going to give it back to BG. From our angle here, they were directly in front of us. It surely looked like Kraft was down to me.
Yeah, well,
but tough to say.
And then when the referee came back over to the sideline after he made the signal that the ball was or the runner was down, he came back going like juggling his arms like the ball was not in control before. So it was loose prior to him putting his knee down. I guess that's the call they're making.
Second fumble of the day for Delhi negates another nice drive. And again, it just looked like they were trying to reach for that extra yard, and it popped free. Now a flag on the play as BG on a first and 10 tries to get that play off. We'll see who the flag's on.
Sounded like they were trying to stop it before the snap, so I'm guessing it's probably a false start against BG.
So waiting for the official signal here. It will be a false start against Bainbridge Guilford, so that will back them up with a minute 50 to go, first quarter. A 10-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford over Delhi. Two costly fumbles here for the Bulldogs in the first quarter after they were moving the ball very well on offense.
And their first two possessions. I mean, they were moving the ball very well, and Kraft just is trying to get that extra little push, and the ball's popping out on him. He's going to have to make sure he's securing that ball with both hands. Looks like he's got a couple big paws there, so he needs them both on that ball.
First and 15 after the false start for Bainbridge Guilford. They go left to right. They're on their own 40. A little handoff to Petrattoni on a nice fake by Hallequist. Left side to the 50. Petrattoni all the way up to the chains. He's going to be very close to a first down into Delhi territory at the 45.
Nice little play right there. It looked like it was going to be a swing pass out to the right side. Trevor did a nice job of faking that really well, and then scissors cutback run by number 24, Petrone, coming back to the left side and got the first down yardage.
So they will give that to him. They move the chains with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. First and 10 for BG. They're in Delhi territory again at the 45. Hallequist in the shotgun. Man in motion from right to left. They'll hand off to Ben Bavar. He hits the pile and pushes his way forward. Really does a nice job to fall in the right direction, pickup of about three or four.
Yeah, big, big play right there. I thought he was going to get, you know, tackled for no gain on the play, and he just would not be denied. Turned his back to the guys and just kept his feet moving and got that extra yard.
Bavar, part of that very good BGAH wrestling program. Bavar, a Section 4 champion last year, went to states. So just a tough-nosed kid, you know that for sure. And he translates well onto the football field. So we're under a minute to go in this first quarter. BG leading Delhi 10-0. 50 seconds left, a second and eight as BG goes left to right. And they'll hand it off, a little sweep to the left side, down to the 40, to about the 36-yard line here for Garrett Ives. Good pickup there on second and eight.
Yeah, Garrett Ives has been doing a lot of motion and not getting the ball, so finally Coach Lormer says, hey, give him the rock, let's see what he can do with it. Did a nice job, picked up about 8 yards on the play, bring up third down and two.
So the third and short with 25 seconds to go, clock is moving. We'll see if BG can get off one more play here before the end of this first quarter. Delhi trying to come up with a big stop here on third and two and shut down this BG offense. Hallequist not able to see the clock. The scoreboard's only at one end of the field here, so he'll get it off. 10 seconds left, and this will be good for a first down. See who ran the ball there coming out of the backfield. It was Bavar pushing the pile up to about the 31, and another first down for BG. As time will stop here for them to move the chains with 4 seconds to go.
Nice little play by Bavar in the hole. He may actually made a guy miss there and got the extra yards, picked up the first down.
So the time will run off the rest of the clock, and when we come back, it'll be a first and 10 for BGs. They're knocking on the door again at the Delhi 30-yard line. End of the first quarter is Delhi trailing Bainbridge-Guilford. It's the Bobcats leading Delhi 10-0. Second quarter coming up for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowell on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios, our producer for the day. And Bainbridge-Guilford, a strong first quarter, Tim, leading 10-0.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got a real good bonus right off the bat with the 90-yard kickoff return by Petrone to start the day. And then we got to see something we don't get to see too much in Class D football, and that was a 32-33-yard field goal by Trevor Hallequist to make it 10-0.
That was pretty cool, as we think it probably would have been good from another 5, maybe 6 yards. So that was really great to see for Hallequist putting it through. We just don't see field goal attempts that often, and when they do, you never know what you're going to get. So to see a nice perfect one like that was pretty cool. First and 10 for Bainbridge-Guilford. They switch ends of the field, now going right to left. They'll hand off to the left side here. The running back, let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there, was Alan Turzo, maybe a pickup of one.
Alan Turzo looked like he thought, okay, I've got a big gain right. No, I don't. Boom. There was number 8 from the Ojai Bulldogs putting a nice little hit right on him and stopped him after a gain of one.
So early second quarter on a beautiful day here at Delaware Academy. Great day for Saturday football. Second and 8. Hallequist will hand off to Ben Bavar. He hits the hole. He's down to the 25 to the 20. Good for a first down for Bavar, and they'll move the chains. And, you know, Bavar last year ran the ball well, but this year, judging by the stats on the Whitney Point game and just watching him here today, has really taken it to another level.
Yeah, he definitely is. And one thing I will tell you, so you know, this kid will not finish on his back. He's always going to be going forward. He's going to put the pads into the tackler, and he's going to end up on top of the tackler because he just will not be denied that extra yard.
So a first and 10, and BG going right to left in the white tops with the navy blue pants, the navy blue helmets. They are at the Delhi 20-yard line, knocking on the door again. They'll hand off to Bavar on a first and 10. He cuts back to the 15. Bavar to the 10. Again, cuts back to the right side, all the way down to the goal line. He's going to be about a yard short. So about a 18 or 19-yard run there for Bavar. First and goal for BG.
And right on that run, I will say this much, Nate. Unlike last year, he looked for contact. This time he's actually trying to make people miss. And then when it gets to the point it's inevitable you're going to have contact, then he throws the shoulder into the guy and gets the extra yard.
So a first down and goal to go here for the BG Bobcats. Hallequist getting the play from the side, getting things set. With 10:50 to go in the second quarter, BG with a 10-0 lead, trying to add to it here. Hallequist under center, Bavar in the backfield. Hallequist going to be a QB sneak, driving his way forward. Did he get in? It's going to be very close. I think he might be a little short here, so it'll be second and goal coming.
Yeah, it was a little quarterback keeper off the left end, and Trevor did everything he could to get the ball into the end zone, but the referee said, sorry, young man, not quite there.
So Delhi holding strong on first and goal, second and goal coming with 10:25 to go, second quarter, 10-0 lead for BG on the road here at Delhi. We'll see if they can push the pile forward once again as Hallequist, again under center with Bavar, directly behind him. This time they'll hand off to Bavar. He drives the pile forward. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Ben Bavar with a touchdown, and it's a 16-0 lead currently for the BG Bobcats.
Yep, and then the reason he got in was because he just will not go backwards. He is always going forwards. Nice play by Bavar. Touchdown for the Bobcats.
And so we'll see if they go for another extra point attempt. Looks like Hallequist is in to kick. So we'll see if he can get this to go. A 16-0 lead, trying to make it 17 here. Hallequist setting up. Snap is good. Hold is good. The kick is up with plenty of height, and it is good. So two extra point attempts and a field goal so far today for Trevor Hallequist. So BG leads Delhi 17-0. 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to Delaware Academy as BG early in the second quarter has jumped out to a 17-0 lead over Delhi. The last touchdown was a 1 yard handoff to Ben Bavar, and a Hallequist kick was good for the extra point. And boy, Hallequist on this kickoff just sent it over the end zone and out of play.
Yeah, and just prior to that, when he kicked the extra point, he kicked it through the upright, past the track, over the fence around the track, so it actually went out of the stadium. I don't even think they've got the ball back yet.
Yeah, because the end of the stadium he kicked it, that's a long hill.
Drop off.
Somebody
there
is chasing that one.
I see Ricky McPherson was over there trying to help somebody look for it, so.
Well,
wow.
That is the advantage sometimes.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
You hear that a lot when, hey, the guy might come from soccer team and play this year. Let's make him a kicker.
Make him a kicker.
Well, you got a kicker and a quarterback out of the deal, so pretty good. First and 10 here for Delhi. as they go left to right. Aloisio is in motion. The handoff is going to be to Eric Gullo. He bounces outside right wing side. Good run here from the 20 to the 25. Second and five coming up for the Bulldogs. They trail 17 to nothing here.
Nice run by Gallo off the right end, and good lead block by number 9, too. Real nice job.
So the clock continuing to move here, and I think if you're the Bulldogs, have to have just a nice drive here as they have been doing, mm-hmm. but they got to come away with something here.
Yeah.
They've driven the length of the field and had two fumbles, which has really put BG in the driver's seat.
Got to cut that turnover down, and they need to make sure that they finish this drive off with some points going into the second half.
So a second and five here for Delhi with 9:25 to go in the second quarter. BG leading Delhi 17 to nothing. Aloisio in motion from left to right. They'll hand off to Gullo, left side. Drives the pile forward for maybe a gain of one or two. So another third and about four coming up for the Bulldogs.
Gullo right off the guard and tackle gap on that play and made a nice little two-yard gain, and it brings up a manageable third down and four.
The clock moves down to 9 minutes to go before the halftime break. Stay tuned at the half. We'll have our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. You can call them today for all your heating needs at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. So a wonderful day here, a good crowd support for BG and for Delhi. What a great place to watch a game here on the side hill at Dave Kelly Field. Kraft is split out to the left side here on a third and four. Griswold under center, drops back, looks like he wants to throw, and he will, to Kraft through his fingertips and down to the field. Otherwise, he might have been gone.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a little bit too far out in front of him.
Yeah, he was wide open, and I'll tell you what, if he brings that in, he's rumbling and stumbling the rest of the way down the field. I don't know if he would have made it, but it would have been very, very close.
Fourth and four coming up. Delhi standing on their own 25-yard line, so they're going to have to punt this one away. Nate Kraft will come in to punt, and Alan Terzo will be to our right, standing at about the BG 35. And it looks like the Bobcats' offense is going to get another chance at it here.
Yeah, and remember that play, because he was so wide open, you know they're going to call that again sometime today.
Yeah, easily was a first down with some big extra yards. So here's Kraft for the punt. Line drive punt. Terzo is going to let this one bounce. It takes a Delhi bounce and will roll all the way down to about the 22-yard line. So that's where the BG offense will take over.
Nice kick right there. It was kind of atypical because it was just such a low bullet, but very, very effective. Good flip of the field.
And so the BG offense will trot back out onto the field, led by Trevor Hollequist. Another new face that came over from the soccer team for BG is also a fellow wrestler, along with Ben Bavar, is Cody Ferreira. Very good athlete, and they can use him in a lot of different ways on offense and defense. So Coach Lormer did have a nice gift this year of getting two new guys in the program who could contribute right away.
Yeah, that's definitely a nice thing when you get somebody that you haven't seen in a while and, you know, all of a sudden they come in and say, well, Coach, you know, kind of want to put the pads back on. And the coach sits there and just big grin on his face and says, oh, yeah, come on over.
Here's Hallequist on a first and 10. They will hand off, and BG with some good running room, 25 outside of the 30. A little spin move, and he's going to get to the corner here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Back to the 40. This is Garrett Ives all the way out to about the 43. So a play, it looked like he was going to get 2 yards. He ends up getting about 20.
Yeah, Garrett Ives with a couple of really nice cuts, making people miss, and actually ran out of the jersey tackle off from one right off the bat, and just kept going and got a real nice gain and a first down yardage for the Bobcats.
Just about 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Delhi 17 to nothing on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by the Delhi Bulldogs with 7:57 exactly to go. Second quarter again. The Bobcats of BG leading Delhi 17 to nothing. We'll be right back. Saturday football here on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
second time out of the first half taken by the Delhi Bulldogs in a 17-0 game. About 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tim, one thing we should bring up, beautiful fall day. We feel great up here in the shade in the press box, but it's got to be a little hot down there on the field. And as the game goes on, we'll see how these guys hold up. But I'm noticing guys on both sides. You're seeing some hands on the knees, extra squirts with the water bottle. It's got to be a little hot down there.
Yeah, definitely. And you want to make sure you keep hydrated, because obviously if you don't, you're going to get susceptible to cramps. And, you know, that can absolutely ruin a day. Once you start getting them, they're hard to get rid of, and keep them away.
And so Delhi finding themselves in a 17-0 hole here with 8 minutes to go before the halftime break. And they're back on defense as Trevor Hallequist and the BG offense going right to left out at about the 43-yard line on a first and 10. Hallequist will hand off, and it's Alan Turzo on a sweep to the right side. He cuts back to the 50, Turzo to the 45, and he's gang-tackled there by the Bulldogs, but that should be good for another Bobcats first down.
Yeah, Turzo with a nice little play right there. They just short snap to Hallequist, who's in like the shotgun formation, and he just tosses it over to Turzo. Turzo takes it around the end, and good blocking out on the end, and you get another first down for the Bulldogs.
So the Bobcats, another first down there to the 45. Here is Hallequist again in the shotgun formation, as Tim said. Looking to move quickly here. Hand off to Ben Bavar, pushing his way to the outside of the 40 and maybe a little more down to the 39, and the clock will continue to run. One thing I wanted to bring up pregame, talking with the BG coaching staff, they said, we want to have a good pace to the game today. If we're running the ball, we feel that in this weather, our guys are in great shape, and maybe a little smaller than Delhi, maybe we can wear them out a little bit.
Yeah, that's not a bad game plan, and it seems to be working right now. And, you know, there's 7 minutes to go in the half, and you got a 17-point lead.
7 minutes to go before the halftime break as play comes in from the sideline. Going to be a second and five, second and six here for the Bulldogs. Hallequist again in the shotgun. And we'll pull it down. A little fake on the handoff. Hallequist is going to run to the outside, and Aloisio is there to bring him down at the 40-yard line. Maybe a gain of one if he got back to the line of scrimmage and tried to sneak him to the outside, just didn't open up there.
Yeah, and actually I think he had an option, and that option was Cody Ferrer running down to the post. And he was open, but the problem is he was rolling to his left, and that's a really tough throwing
sure.
It back across your body. So, not tough play right there, but nice tackle by Aloisio to keep Hallequist from the first down yardage, third down.
You can see Aloisio really wanted it. He ran halfway across the field, beelined it, and I'm sure wanted a chance to get a pop in here on the BG quarterback, Trevor Hallequist. Third and five for BG with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. BG with a 17-0 lead. That play breaks down as they try to hand off and go to the outside, but Nate Kraft and a bunch of other Delhi Bulldogs come breaking through. Bryce Brocky was right there, and they bring down the runner for Bainbridge Guilford, who was Garrett Ives.
Garrett Ives got the ball and saw a sea of maroon. I mean, it was absolutely just almost the whole front line right there for the Bulldogs that made the tackle. Fourth down, Bobcats.
And so on the 45-yard line here, as they are in Delhi territory, they're going to have to punt this one away. Hallequist will just get it off. I think Aloisio got a piece of this one, but it just has enough spice to bounce all the way down. Great punt inside the 10-yard line here, and that's where BG will down this, and Delhi will take over with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 17-0, but boy, Aloisio got right in there. Thought he got just his fingertips on it.
I think you're right, Nate, and I'm going to tell you why, because I realized right before the snap, Trevor was not that far back.
No.
So when he got the ball, I mean, it shortened the distance. The defenders had to get to him, and now you're coming towards him, and you're making it even shorter. So I think you're right. I think Aloisio did get a piece of the ball, but obviously it was a good kick because Delhi's going to take over at their own 10.
So 5:22 to go before the halftime break, and BG on top of Delhi on the road, 17-0. Bulldogs pinned back deep in their own end. Griswold is under center. Kraft is in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Griswold will hand it off to Kraft. He goes up the gut, trying to drive his way forward. Maybe a gain of about three on the play for Nate Kraft of Delhi.
Yeah, just trying to get a little room away from that goal line. And nice play by number 44 to get a nice gain on first down and make it manageable for second and the third downs.
Again, Kraft 6'4", about 275. Ran the ball well today, but the biggest thing for Delhi is they've had these nice drives, but two fumbles has really opened things up for BG.
Two fumbles and one punt, right?
Yeah, two fumbles and a punt are the two, three Delhi possessions today. And on the two fumbles, they were in BG territory at about the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
So if they came away with points on any of those drives, different story right now. Instead, it's BG leading 17-0 with 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Griswold with Aloisio in motion, trying to get him involved. They look to throw it out into the flat. Aloisio with a catch. He's at the 15, left side to the 20. Aloisio up to the 25, to the 30. He's got some moves, and he's finally brought down by Ben Vivar at about the 37-yard line. And that's the thing. You get him in space, and he can create.
Yeah, that was definitely a design play for him because quarterback was calling him for to come in motion, and immediately when he went by him, you could just tell that that was where the ball was going to go. So he just pulled up off a center and threw the ball out to the left side, and Aloisio did the rest.
Biggest offensive play of the day so far for the Delhi Bulldogs. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. 17-0 lead for BG over the Delhi Bulldogs. BG comes in with a record of 1-0. Delhi is 0-2. BG had last week off. Here's the snap to Griswold, going to throw out into the flat right side for Gullo, and he's going to get pushed back here, and the BG defense punishing him. He maybe got back to the line of scrimmage as Cody Ferreira was right there, as well as Garrett Ives to bring him down.
Yeah, real nice job right there by the Bobcats. They weren't going to let that same play happen to him on the right-hand side, just a different receiver, but actually they got him for a loss. Loss of about one or two, actually.
He had to try to go back a little bit to see if he could get the momentum to cut the corner, and BG read it pretty well. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi comes to the line on a 2nd and 12 as they go left to right. They're in the maroon with the white trim, the white helmets, the traditional DA jersey. They are on their own 35-yard line. Here's the snap. Griswold's going to throw, finds Gullo, and that ball is loose on the ground, went off of Gullo's hands, and into the hands of one of the linemen who then tried to take off but was brought down.
Yeah, that was a neat little play right there. And, you know, the linemen, they don't get to see the ball that much, and that one was in his hands, and he says, I'm going to get what I get out of it. And he got about, 3 yards on the play, so to bring up 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, Devin Kilmer in the heads-up play because Gullo was kind of juggling it as he started to go to the ground, and Kilmer just grabbed it out of midair and pushed his way forward. So the ball up to about the 37-yard line, 3rd and 9 now. Still a long way to go for DA with 2:40 to go before the halftime break. Here is Griswold. Throws over the middle, and this one is incomplete as two BG safeties were right there to try to intercept that ball. Ferreira was there as well as Ben Bavar. Bavar a little slow to get up, but an incomplete pass. 4th down coming for DA.
Yeah, those two guys took each other out on that play. Otherwise, I think that's the 3rd turnover right there for the Bulldogs. Fortunately, they did collide, and for the Bulldogs that is, and the ball went to the ground and is incomplete, so Bulldogs' craft is back to punt.
I think Ferreira and Bavar both wanted that INT, and just the communication wasn't there, and the pass fell incomplete. So Kraft is back to punt. Terzo is standing to our right at about the BG 25-yard line. So BG's going to have some time to work with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. See what kind of a punt Kraft can get off here standing at his own 25. Boy, a booming high kick in the air. Terzo's going to let it go, takes a BG bounce, and settles just at about the 20-yard line. So that's where Trevor Hallequist and the BG offense will take over.
Yeah, that was a nice punt right there, too, by Kraft, and totally different than the first one. First one was a line drive, and this one, like Nate said, was a booming kick. And I kept waiting for the fair catch signal, but it never happened. But then Terzo just said, I'm just going to let this go and see where it goes.
And so BG with 2:23 to go for the halftime break. Let's see what they can come up with here. The offense has done a nice job moving the ball today. Run in for a 1-yard touchdown by Ben Vivar, a field goal by Trevor Hallequist, and of course the opening play of the game, a 90-yard kickoff return from Nick Petrotoni, really got things going for BG and set the tone early. So here is Hallequist on a 1st and 10, BG in the white tops with the navy trim and the navy pants. They'll hand off on a 1st and 10 to Bavar. He's going to cut his way up the middle to the 25, out to the 26-yard line. Pickup of about 6 yards for Ben Bavar of BG.
Real hard 6 yards right there. And again, like I said before, he will not go backwards. He just keeps driving his feet and gets that extra yard and a half by falling forward. Nice job, Ben.
So the clock continuing to move. Ferreira is going to come out of the game, and Gabe Sherman will come in for BG. They seem to be willing to take their time here. Very comfortable. 17-0 lead. Don't make any mistakes. On a 2nd and 3 here for Hallequist. Sets up with 2 wide receivers split to each side. Now one comes in motion. The snap is low. Hallequist brings it down to the ground and just falls on it. 3rd down coming up. Smart play, though. He started to kind of bobble it and just fell down to the ground.
Yeah, he did. It was not a bad snap, but it was a little low. Trevor couldn't handle it. Did the right thing. Didn't try to make a hero play or anything like that. Just fell on the ball, and BG keeps the ball. With a Delhi timeout, I believe. Yep.
Timeout taken by the Bulldogs. 3rd and 3 coming up when we come back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. Stay tuned. More Saturday football coming up on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessef House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessef House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Delhi uses their last timeout with 1:36 to go in the 2nd quarter, almost halftime. 3rd and 7 for BG as they go right to left. Ball is on about the 23-yard line here for Bainbridge-Guilford. I think they just want to stay smooth, not make any mistakes.
And they have 3. They have 3
timeouts. Yeah, they have all their timeouts. So 3rd and 7, let's see what happens. Maybe some trickery here from the Bobcats. Flag on the play as Hallequist breaks out to the right side, tosses one up for Cody Ferreira. The catch is good at the 50 to the 45-40 before he's knocked out of bounds. But we'll see if it's coming back from that flag.
Yeah, that came real early. I'm surprised that play even got off, because if that is false start, they should have stopped that play before that even happened. We'll see what the official has over here on the far side, on the near side.
So we'll see what the call is. Coach Lorimer for BG is out on the field wanting to talk to one of the officials here. Ferreira comes off limping a little bit after that last play. We'll hope that he's okay. With 1:27 to go before the halftime break, looks like they're going to let this play go.
Yeah. Offside on Delhi, so obviously they let the play go. That'd be an indication why they did.
So a great pass, too.
Yeah, real nice pass.
I was going to say,
35 yards in the air.
I mean, why wouldn't they have blown that dead? Because Hallequist had it for 4 or 5 seconds before he tossed it.
Yeah.
And so the play goes for some big yardage and gets BG down to about the 43-yard line. And remember, Hallequist can kick. So if you get close enough, you might be able to try another field goal here if they can't get it in the end zone.
I was just going to ask, as the breeze kind of kicked up here through the press box, what way is it blowing?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
So, I mean, you know, that makes a difference, too. So if it's blowing that way, we might see a 40-yard or 35-yard attempt from Trevor if they get down there.
His other field goal was at the
other end of the field. Yep.
As they were going left to right in the 1st quarter, now they go right to left. 1st and 10 with 1.5 to go. Hallequist is at his own 40, or excuse me, the Delhi 43. Tries to hand off on 1st and 10. Play breaks down. Terzo goes down in the backfield.
A lot of fakes going on that play, and he actually ended up giving it back to Terzo on like a scissors trap play. And Delhi said, no, we're going to stop you for a big loss, probably of about 6 yards.
Well, hope that Pereira is okay. Yeah, he's being attended to by the trainers. He did, I believe, break an ankle during soccer last year. It was a game against Unitigo, and so I'm sure that's pretty tender. He missed the rest of soccer, got back just in time for wrestling. I think he did miss a little wrestling early in the season, so we'll hope that he's okay on that far side. 2nd and 15 with 45 seconds to go. They are at about midfield here. Hallequist throws across the middle, but the pass was low, looking for Petrotoni. And 3rd and 15 coming up. And that's where once in a while you can kind of see that you know, it's been a little bit of time since he's been on the football field.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a work in progress, obviously. You know, like you said, they're only 1-0, so this is only their 2nd game of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are going to be some things you got to still work on, and that's one of them, I guess.
3rd and 15 for Bainbridge-Guilford. They're going to have to get down to the Delhi 30 if they want to move the chains, keep this drive going. 40 seconds to go before halftime. Hallequist in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. They'll hand off to Terzo. No, it's a fake, and they try to go up the middle with Bavar. Delhi reading it very well, and they bring him down. Tackle on the play by most of the line there, but also Gage Sawyer was there to bring him down.
Yeah, Gage Sawyer really read that play right off the bat, and he saw that Bavar had the ball, and just he said, nope, I'm not going for the fake. I'm taking the fullback, and made a nice tackle and brings up fourth down and a long ways for the Bainbridge Bobcats.
Clock is moving, 15 seconds left. BG might just head into the locker room at this point on a fourth and 15. And it looks like that's what they'll do. So our halftime score is going to be Bainbridge-Guilford 17 and Delhi nothing. Tim, quickly, your thoughts.
Yeah, just absolutely nice job by the whole team of the Bobcats in the first half. And hopefully Coach Tracy has some things up his sleeve, of some adjustments he can make to get the Bulldogs back in the game in the second half.
So again, our halftime score, 17 to nothing. Bainbridge-Guilford on the road on top of Delhi. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. Halftime report coming on CDO.